need a mind, not just any mind. We need the mind when it comes to the world of Major League Baseball. Because whenever we have Jason Stark on, brought to you by Xfinity X1, Xfinity X1 brings you live stats and the latest scores right on your TV. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Whenever Jason comes on, Trey, he's like you. There's a calming presence, and he brings also a sense of authority because he knows so much about the game of baseball. So, Jason, we welcome you in. Trey Thomas, A. Todd Shander. I'll keep it short and simple to start things off. What the hell happened this weekend that the Phillies couldn't take a series against the Mets?
Well, 24-4 happened. That was one thing that happened. Jacob DeGrom happened. That happened. And then there was last night.
Yes.
That, you know, the last time the Mets had won a game started by Jason Vargas was May 30th. Oh. Before last night.
Oh.
The guy had one quality start all season, and that game was never competitive after the first inning. So that was one ugly loss, other than the fact that it was in Williamsport, which was super cool.
Okay, so before we get to Williamsport and the element of that in itself, and it's a long season, we're preaching to the choir telling you, you know, you don't want to overreact to everything, but this was a series that it felt like was there for the taking, and you're right, 24 runs, and to have Syndergaard and DeGrom out there is always going to be difficult, but I feel like today would be the day to look back and ask, okay, what happened, guys? Why? That was one that you should have taken.
Well, they got to pitch better. It's pretty much that simple. They gave up 43 runs in that series against the Mets. Now, I understand that 24 of them were in one game. I understand that 9 of them were allowed by position players. I get that part. But this is a team that's not going to be able to count on offense to win or defense to win. They're going to have to pitch. And the fact of the matter is, this month, they're undefeated when Aaron Nola starts. They're 6-8 when anyone else starts.
Wow, that's pretty big. That's a huge discrepancy right there. All right, well, then that begs the question, Jason. Do you think that the Philadelphia Phillies missed out on an opportunity to land a guy like Happ or land a guy like Hamels to kind of shore up at the very least that third, fourth spot in the rotation?
Well, obviously you think that now, but there's only so many moves that you can make. That, you know, they were limited by the idea that they were a year ahead of schedule, and they were not going to overspend in terms of prospects. Now, neither Happ nor Hamels required a huge prospect haul. In fact, Hamels, the Cubs gave up basically nothing. But if they were going to upgrade, they decided they were going to upgrade offense. And so they did take on money. Wilson Ramos is 7-for-17 with 5 extra base hits, as Drubal Cabrera did hit those 2 big home runs. They've got some funky defensive alignments out there, especially late in that game last night.
Right.
But they just found themselves in a spot where they weren't going to be able to overhaul their entire team, so they did what they thought they could strategically.
Are we at a point right now? You mentioned Cabrera and also what could happen with Odubel Herrera and Roman Quinn. Are we at a point right now where Cabrera should be the everyday guy at the expense of Kingery and Herrera should be benched at the expense of Quinn?
Well, at shortstop, I think we're almost there. I mean, Scott Kingery has only started, 5 games this month. And you know, other than when they want defense at that position, It certainly looks like Asdrubal Cabrera is going to start. Now, center field, I'm not sure how they handle Odubel. Since May 30th, Odubel Herrera has a .225 batting average, a .266 on base, and he's averaging 1 unintentional walk a week. And that's just not good enough. If nothing else, you would think Roman Quinn would get Odubel's attention. And I was fascinated by the fact that Odubel did start last night after all the base running issues over the weekend and all the attention given to his continued presence in the lineup. They did drop him to 8th. He hasn't hit 8th in a long time. But Odubel is a guy I think whose focus wanders, whose ability to come to the park every day and play with focus and energy is not something that they can depend on. And in the past, when he has sat, that has allowed him to get the memo and kick it in. And I think it's time to go down that road.
Jason Stark joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander in for Anthony Bob in the morning show. Were you surprised at how much flack and negative feedback, criticism, if you will, the Gabe Kapler got for going to positional players in that blowout?
Well, I mean, you don't see many games where the position players get the last nine outs.
Well, to be fair, how often are the Mets putting a 20 spot up?
That's another excellent point there, Eitan. We're seeing things from this manager that we've never seen before. Some of them are a little hard to comprehend for many people. And so I think that's where that came from. But, I mean, Gabe has made no bones about it. When he thinks a game is lost, he thinks it's actually a really useful way to deploy his troops to let the position players finish it out. They gave up nine runs, those two guys, and they've now had four position players pitch in the same season for the first time in the live ball era. So we haven't seen this, but this is Gabe Kapler ball. He's going to do this, and the fact that they do come back and win game two, I think, allows him to say, what was wrong with that?
That's fair. It's very fair. So at the midseason, you had him, and to be fair, it's a long season, but at the midseason, you had him as the manager of the year. Has that changed? And I know things can change as well. It's only the 20th of August, but has he dropped a little bit since the team's performance at the Midsummer Classic?
Well, it was always a coin flip,
okay,
NL Manager of the Year. And, I think it still is. I think Brian Snitker in Atlanta could win. Bud Black could win. Craig Counsell could win. If they give an interim Manager of the Year award, you got a couple guys in St. Louis and Cincinnati that could win. I don't think that Gabe has done anything appreciably different in the second half. They just haven't played as well. There's still a team that has a +8 run differential and is still somehow a half a game out of first place and tied for the first wild card. So that would tell you this team has still overachieved compared to what it should be doing.
It's been such a special season for Aaron Nola. And I don't know, and we'll get out on this, and we always appreciate the time and the insight with you, Jason. It's kind of a two-part question. One is I don't know how feasible it is, especially after what we saw with Jacob DeGrom. We know Max Scherzer's always going to be hovering around. If Aaron Nola could walk away with the Cy Young, but just a special season that we know this kid is here to stay. You always have great nuggets. I know I'm throwing you on the spot right now. I don't know if you have anything that stands out about what Nola's been performing, like his performance this year, but outside of that, just his chances of winning the Cy Young as he continues to go out there and be consistent.
Well, he's hovering in that Cy Young. To me, he'd be third right now behind DeGrom and Scherzer, but there's 6 weeks to go, and you can't win a Cy Young in August, and so those guys both have to finish off their great seasons. If they don't, I would say he's still got an outside shot, but it's unlikely. But I thought Dave Murphy made a great point in his piece today at Philly.com and the Inquirer, which is let's just compare his season to the other great seasons in the history of the franchise. And his is right there with anyone's. A number I was fiddling around with over the weekend. He's now made 15 starts this year in which he's allowed four hits or fewer and gone at least five innings. It's the most by any Phillies starter in the live ball era.
Wow.
It's the most by any Phillies starter since Grover Cleveland Alexander in 1916. That's crazy, but that's how good he's been.
Unbelievable. Jason, we love you. Thank you for the time this morning.
Always fun, guys. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Jason Stark on the Comcast Business Hotline.